We're going to start a series in the mornings on the heart. The verse that the Lord gave us for this year in Canarsie is found in Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me thine heart, and let thy eyes observe my ways. Depending on the translation. And so I'd like to talk about the different hearts that we read about in the Bible. You'll notice that in every one of these studies, you'll see Jesus in that. Every heart that we talk about is a reflection of the heart of Christ. And it says here on the front cover, God wants us to give him our hearts so that he can give us his. And so that's our goal, to allow Jesus to reveal himself to us and change our hearts and make them like his own. So I trust it'll be a blessing to you. What I typed in here is very simple. If you took this home and just read it, you might not get the full impact of it without hearing our talk. But it'll serve as a reminder, and you can look up the Bible verses, and perhaps it'll be a blessing to you as well. Praise God. So our theme song will be Give Me Thy Heart. We can sing that together.
Give me thy heart, says the Father above. No gift so precious to me as thy love. Softly he whispers wherever thou art. Gratefully trust me and give me thy heart.
Let's sing another song. Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord. It's in here. I think it's entitled Jesus, Jesus, maybe? Yeah, number 28. We'll sing a number of these verses. I just said last night we're supposed to sing all the verses, so we'll see. But I didn't say we have to sing all the choruses.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, forgive me if I say.
Means emotions, right? I looked it up in the dictionary. It was a great help. I like to know what I'm singing about. Often we'll sing songs and I don't catch that word, but it doesn't matter. I'll sing the next verse. I don't know how to control my emotions sometimes. I love you so much. Praise God. Okay, so now we know what we're singing. Verse 3.
For thou to me art all in all.
Myself in a spaceship just going out to the outskirts of the universe. There's no end, there's no end. You keep going, you keep going. That's how it is with the love of God. Right? There's no end to it. Where my flight, where wilt thou stop? Where are you going to stop? God's love becomes more precious to us all the time. Praise God. Let's pray for our campers and that God will have his way in the camp today. Praise God. Brother Dale, will you pray with us, please? Thank you.
Lord, we commit this season to you, Lord, the campers, the workers, the entire place, Lord. You know how much we need you, more than we know how much we need you.
Yes.
So, Lord, we're asking you to come and fill the need as you see it, Lord. We don't know what to pray for as we ought, but you know what to pray for. You know what you've been seeking. You have some specific thing in mind, Lord. And your scripture tells us that it's exceeding abundantly above what we can ask or think. So we commit the place to you, Lord. We're asking for safety for the children as they come, Lord, traveling and when they're here. We're asking for meetings where heaven is open, Lord. Lord, we see clearly that the inward miracles of repentance and reconciliation, of transformation, of turning to you, Lord, these are greater than outward miracles of raising the dead and such things. And so, Lord, we're looking for these great miracles to flow here on these grounds, Lord. You know there's only a limited time, Lord. We can't wait 20 years for a blessing this week. And so, Lord, we're asking for you to fill this period with yourself and to satisfy your desire over us.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Let's also pray for those that have gone home and those that are leaving today. There's a number that are going home today. So, Lord, we do pray for these that have been here at camp. Thank you for the ministry of our brother John and the blessing that has been manifest these last few weeks. We thank you for the work that has been accomplished in each heart. Now, we pray, Lord, that you will put your seal upon that and that you will cause that work to deepen and continue to grow and develop in their lives as they continue to seek you. We pray, Lord, that you will grant them a gift of hunger for Jesus. That, Lord, in the busyness of life, that they'll find a way to make time for you to continue revealing yourself to them, anointing them and using them for your glory. Bless every camper, Lord. We pray, Lord, that the word of God, the things that they have heard and the touches that they've received will continue to make a deep and lasting impression upon their lives. And then, Lord, you'll get hold of each and every one of them. Set them on the path that you have ordained for each one. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.